America's favorite fictional cub reporter has died.
Look, my name's Olson, Jim Olson. I'm a reporter for The Planet. There's my identification.
Jack Larson played Jimmy Olson in the 1950s Superman TV series. Larson died yesterday at his home in Brentwood, California. He was 87. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Superman's alter ego was Clark Kent, a dashing reporter at the Daily Planet. His young protege had a snub nose, wore bow ties, and sounded like this.
Golly, gee whiz, jeepers!
He also had a talent for getting kidnapped.
Where are you taking me?
Just a little ride, sonny boy.
Superman was forever rescuing his little buddy from bad guys.
That never bothered me.
Jack Larson told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1993 that producers loved putting him in peril.
They liked to have Jimmy nearly drown. They used to get me wet, like put me in a cave, and the tide is coming in the cave, and the cave has bars.
We gotta get out of here. We just gotta.
Jack Larson started his career playing stock Hollywood characters, but he left for the New York theater because he felt typecast. He wanted to be a serious actor. Jimmy Olsen was not his goal.
I always played the Jimmy just dumb enough.
Too dumb to figure out that Superman was Clark Kent.
Golly.
The adventures of Superman ended in 1958. Jack Larson moved into writing plays and producing, movies like The China Syndrome, and he worked with some of the era's leading composers as a librettist. That's a song cycle he wrote with composer Ned Roram. For a while, Larson tried to keep his backstory as Jimmy Olsen secret. He was worried the musicians he worked with would lose respect for him.
I thought, oh golly, the sky is going to fall in on me.
In fact, his collaborators were impressed when they found out. Jack Larson took a character who could have been forgettable, but golly, he made you cheer for Jimmy Olsen.
But you know what's really amazing? We actually got through this whole thing without any help from Superman.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.